producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Of Auto World. Let me tell you what we're going to be doing in this hour of the broadcast. We are scheduled to be joined by probably the best-selling automotive author of all time. This guy has written I don't know how many books. I've lost count. Tom Cotter is his name. And a number of years back, he did a barn find book. It was called The Cobra in the Barn. It was such a huge hit that he decided to do another one. That one was even a bigger hit. And so he has amassed a whole slew of these barn find books. Let me see if I can remember. The original one was The Cobra in the Barn. The second one was called The Henny in the Barn. The third one he did on motorcycles was called The Vincent, which is a very famous old motorcycle. The Vincent in the Barn. Then he did The Corvette in the Barn. He has done umpteen barn find books. His most recent one, I already know he's got another one that he's completing, but the one that's most recently been released, literally just a couple of months back, is called The Barn Find Road Trip. Three guys, 14 days, and 1,000 lost collector cars discovered, if you can imagine. And we always enjoy our conversations with Tom Cotter, but Tom, right now, we're having a little bit of problem getting a hold of him via cell phone. He's probably riding around in one of his classic cars himself. Matter of fact, the Cobra in the Barn was the story of his own vehicle. He always wanted to own a Cobra, a real-deal Cobra. And he found one very close to where he lives in North Carolina, and that's what started it all. But the book we're going to be focusing on here is this road trip he did last year. And I remember the publisher of these barn find books, Motor Books, the great company, Motor Books International, the publisher said, Are you sure you're going to find at least 100 cars, you know, over the couple of weeks that you guys are going to be out on the road? He takes this great photographer along, Michael Allen Ross, and another buddy, and they head out in a 1939 Ford Woody, if you could imagine, and they started in the South, and believe it or not, in the first day, they found more than 100. So Tom called the publisher and said, you were worried that we weren't going to find 100 in 2 weeks. Well, guess what? We found actually more than 100 in the first day. They found 1,000 over 14 days, and it's all chronicled in this wonderful book. So check it out. It's on Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, all the usual offenders or places or whatever you want to call them. Some bookstores have them as well. If you're listening in California, there's a great bookstore in Burbank that focuses specifically on automotive books. That's their specialty. We'll have to get somebody on from that store sometime to tell you about it. But meanwhile, let me give you some valuable pieces of information. Number one, the telephone line is available for you, toll-free from anywhere across North America at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Or via digitally, you can reach out to me via the email. I got the computer. That's the computer right here on my broadcast desk, my humble broadcast desk. And I'm looking at my email constantly, and you can fire me up an email during the show, bob@boblongradio.com, bob@autoworldradio.com. I think we finally kicked that one in the backside, and now that one is working properly. So as we await, hopefully, the appearance of Tom Cotter, we're going to talk about some other things, because I love talking not only about classic cars, but I am a huge new car guy, as you folks know, new vehicle guy, I should say. And I'm very fortunate. For the last 20 years, I've been getting press vehicles to evaluate, and the last two have been quite entertaining. I had a... last three, actually, have been quite entertaining, to be honest with you. Let's begin with the one that I had for 2 weeks over the holidays. I had a Fiat, not just a plain Fiat 500C convertible, but the Abarth version, the high-performance version, and pretty soon you'll read my review of that up at epictimes.com. Interesting couple of weeks in that vehicle. It was only available with a manual transmission the first year, but for 2015-2016, they have unleashed a 5-speed automatic transmission. And that was the one that I had for a couple of weeks. So you'll read my review of that one coming up very shortly at epictimes.com. Last week, even though I was on the road at the North American International Auto Show in Detroit, part of the week, and the Consumer Electronics Show before that, Cadillac CTS-V. Unbelievable vehicle. This has got the Corvette Z06 engine in it. Minus 10 horsepower. So we're talking, are you ready? 640 horsepower. This is one of the most impressive new American automobiles that I've driven in a long, long time. You'll read about that one hopefully in the next couple of days at epictimes.com. And the one I have right now is a Dodge Charger. And who doesn't love the Charger? This one is an RT. It's got the 5.7-liter Hemi, and it's a blacktop edition. So look forward to all those reviews, not only here on Auto World Radio, but also at epictimes.com. And hopefully in the year ahead, you'll be reading me in other places. But we've got good news, because the man of the hour is here, because we are going to do a barn find hour. So we have got, as I said at the top, the gentleman that I consider to be, number one, the world's foremost expert on barn finds, and number two, from what I can see from the great success that he's had with the barn find series, this gentleman is probably the most successful automotive author of all time. He has written so many wonderful books, but we're going to focus on his latest one, released just a few months back, Barn Find Road Trip, 3 Guys, 14 Days, and 1,000 Lost Collector Cars. The man himself slides up to the microphone, Tom Cotter. Welcome back to Auto World. How are you, my friend?
Bob, I'm calling you from the field, literally the field.
Very cool. So are you finding anything in the field?
Yeah, this is pretty cool. I'm literally walking through an old junkyard that's been closed in Central Florida. I'm doing this series of video shoots with Hagerty Insurance, and they're just following me as I go hunt for cars with video cameras. And
very cool.
So here I am.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We're back and we're live with Tom Cotter, who's in the field. He makes some videos in the author of all the Barn Find series books, and we're focusing on his latest one, released just a few months back, Barn Find Road Trip, 3 guys, 14 days, and 1,000, if you can believe that, 1,000 collector cars discovered. And Tom, of course, joined us recently with the story of the sequel to that book, but let's check in with Tom again. So what's going on now, Tom? What are you stumbling across?
I'm walking down this road. This is one of the things you take dogs very seriously when you hunt through junkyards like this. but this place's been closed for a decade. We got permission from the owner to come here, and all we're going to do is take video and pictures. I started, I'm driving my 39 Ford Woody Wagon, started a house, started full car, started heading west and south, and here I am, asking for a day of this lake, the barn hunting trip. So, it's a tough job, Bob, but somebody's got to do it.
Absolutely. And certainly the other thing that we should tell folks that when you release your barn find books, the more recent ones, you also include the barn find road trip best of, which includes stuff like best food and best pub food, best barmaid, best pie, etc. And I really get a kick out of those as well.
Before I started this idea, which was about a year and a half ago, driving through Virginia and Maryland, I had just read Jack Kerouac's The Road, and it was about a bunch of wild young guys driving back and forth across country, and they weren't looking for cars, they were looking to get high. But if you discount the drug part of that book, I said, what it was like a road trip, and they detailed where they went and who they, what they ate, whatever. I think I could do a version of On the Road. So that's been my goal here, is to bring people along for the ride, not just the 58 Chevy that we found, but we found out about that 58 Chevy because we went to the night before, and people told me it's working. They said, I felt like I'm sleeping here.
That's great. Is everybody loves these barn find stories, and that's cool that you're in a closed junkyard. You get special permission from the owner to go in there. What does this gentleman want to do with some of these cars? It sounds like you've found some pretty cool stuff. I mean, is he up to selling some of this stuff? Do you have any idea?
Yeah, he would sell anything and everything. I think what I'm looking at here is because it's so humid here, I think they're better off as being parts cars than project cars. And when I was doing the Route 66 trip a couple months ago, it was the opposite of Arizona and Mexico. It's so arid and so dry that you could see a car with slight surface rust over the body and open the door and lift up the car, and it was still shiny black paint underneath there. So it just depends on where you are in the country. If cars are sitting outdoors for a long time in the you can pretty much count on them being parked cars.
Yeah, that would make sense. Central Florida is a place that does get an awful lot of humidity, especially in the summertime. It can be quite brutal. It's been a little bit chilly, a little less than Florida-like in recent times, but that's a good point. So good part finds, and you mentioned a Jag. What else have you come across?
Well, I'm here looking at it's a Dodge. I don't want to say ugly, because somebody might have one here. It is a Polara 500. It had a very odd shape. Girl, I have to admire them. They took a chance and did a very odd front end design with headlamp grill and stuff. To me, it doesn't work, but I know these cars were available with, I think, 440 wedge engines, and they were quite the drag cars in the day. So there's a couple of those cars here. I must be walking through the Mopar section of the yard because I'm looking at lots of Plymouths and Chryslers and Dodges here and an occasional DeSoto. We were in Savannah for a couple of days and met a guy. Could barely see through the crack in the fence. I could barely see the cars in this guy's backyard. So I knocked on the door. Sure, you can take a look around. And, man, he had muscle cars. He had 396 Chevelles. He had convertible Chevelles. He had 351 Mustangs. He had a 440 Roadrunner, a 440 GTX. I mean, a couple of Corvettes. I mean, he probably had 35, 40 cars, and all of them were pretty special. And unfortunately, in Savannah, they were also very, very rusty. What a shame.
Oh, yeah, what a shame is right. I mean, what a treasure that would have been if they were out in Arizona or someplace where it was a little bit drier. But what a fascinating assignment you've got there. Like you say, somebody has to do this cool work, and you're the automotive archaeologist and going through all these different junkyards and finding all kinds of cool stuff. How about engines? Are engines in place, or have they been removed, or are major parts still in place?
I think they've probably mostly removed. Yesterday we found a place. It was in it was somewhere around Savannah 2 days ago. And this guy had a bunch of interesting engines, and Chrysler Hemis, a couple of Ford flatheads, and you know they had the high rise two-barrel manifolds. You can put two Schomburg 97s and thinned aluminum heads, and just, you know, you don't see that much anymore because that generation of hot rodder is pretty much gone, and
true.
This guy had a whole bunch of them.
That is absolutely true. Tom Cotter joins us from the field, so to speak. He's in a junkyard right now in Central Florida, and he's walking through the junkyard talking to us live here on the radio. And at the same time, the folks at Hagerty, the great classic car insurance company, McKeel Hagerty's company, and they're filming Tom as he does this great work. And so this particular junkyard you're in, it seems to be designated different areas. You're in the Mopar area. Are you still in the Mopar, or are you heading, where are you headed now?
You know, this junkyard is almost all cleaned out, so I can't say very far from junkyard. A lot of the newer cars, the man had crushed a couple years ago, so he kept the older cars. I went to a junkyard in Kansas, in Coffeyville, Kansas, and that place never crushed or got rid of a single car. And so you could walk amongst hundreds of Mopars and hundreds of Fords, hundreds of Chevys, hundreds of Buicks, Cadillacs, and not only was it like generic Chevy, but there's a row of, you know, 30, 58 Chevys, and there's a row of 30, 50 Chevys, 51 Chevys.
Stuff. Hang on, Tom. More straight ahead.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us as we bring you the Barn Find Hour. Tom Carter is with us, and believe it or not, he is in a junkyard right now as we speak. Tom is the author of many, many books on the barn finds, including Barn Find Road Trip, Three Guys, 14 Days, and 1,000. Can you believe it? 1,000 barn finds, and of course, 50 Shades of Rust. And since he's in Central Florida right now, he's finding a lot of rust because of the humidity. And Tom, whereabouts in the junkyard are you now? What are you seeing?
Well, here I am, two notchback Mustang, probably 65, 66, a 96 Galaxy. I guess I'm in the Ford section, but there's two Jeeps thrown in the mix. But I was telling you about the Kansas. Anybody that lives anywhere in the area of Coffeyville, Kansas, it is the most spectacular junkyard that I've seen, and it's so neat. Everything is so well organized. Rows of 58 Chevys, rows of 59 Chevys, rows of 60 Chevys, and cattle, and Fords, and Plymouths, and Nashes, and it was amazing. And they're not rusty, or not terribly rusty, and they seem to be complete. They seem to be like untouched. The glass is good, the chrome trim, the bumpers, the interiors, the gauges, pretty spectacular. So once in a while, got to kiss a lot of frogs before you find it.
Very well said. And
terrific one.
That's very well said, and that's true in life as well. If anybody has a question for Tom, we'd love to hear from you right now. Our lines are open at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email Bob, B-O-B, at BobLawnRadio.com. So let's talk a little bit more about Tom's travels here. So you're in Savannah yesterday. You're in Central Florida right now. Where's the next stop on the bandwagon?
Home, coach.
Oh.
And I hope wife has a driveway shoveled out before I get home. But we've been on the road for 4 days. And we're going to start doing this. Spend 4 days here in Fort Worth for a monthly barn find video series that Haggerty's going to send out to their insured clients and on YouTube. And, you know, I've never done it, I guess, before, but it's kind of fun. And they pay for my hotels, they pay for my meals. And so, what could be better?
That's right. That sounds fantastic. Well, folks, definitely, if you're a Haggerty policyholder, you'll definitely have access to this material. And as a gentleman who used to do a radio show for Haggerty not that long ago, I always have been and will always be very loyal to the Haggerty folks, McKeel and Soon Haggerty, and all the great folks there, Jonathan Klinger and the whole gang. They do a great job, and they inject a lot of passion into the hobby. In addition to providing all the great insurance coverage, they do cool stuff like you're doing, Tom.
They have really taken, to me, the most boring industry in the world, you know, being in the insurance business. You know, they get to the Concourse show field pre-dawn, and they're out there with hot coffee and donuts to all the workers there and people setting up their cars while it's still, you know, freezing out. They have an amazing high enthusiast. You know, the people that sell you insurance are not just insurance people, but they probably have a Jaguar E-Type Roadster that they're restoring back home. So it's McKeel. It's car insurance, and I'm really, really pleased to be associated with that customer.
Yeah, absolutely. I echo your sentiments 100%. And, of course, you know, they do a lot of great programs around the country. I know they had a program not that long ago. I imagine they'll ramp it up again in the spring and in the summer months, getting young people to drive three pedals, something that a lot of young people are not exposed to these days. And they had a program where they got young people out and got them in some vehicles with a clutch and got them behind the wheels of some classic Mustangs and stuff. So that's all great for the hobby. And then when you're out with all the, as Jay Leno would say, the millionaires and billionaires, and I've been there with the Dawn Patrol at Pebble Beach. It's always Haggerty that's providing the donuts there as well.
Yeah, and you know, they have the magazine, they have the email newsletter, they give out the black bags to all the flea markets so people can put trash and treasures in there. They're okay, and you know, I've been to Traverse City, and they actually have an incredibly equipped restoration shop for their employees, and they encourage their employees to go there at lunchtime, night, and weekends to help restore. Right now, they're restoring a Sunbeam Tiger that was so rusty it was broken in half. And, you know, so this way, anybody that works at Haggerty, you know, anybody that's an accountant or a secretary has really no involvement with the hobbyist, per se, can get their hands dirty and learn about what they're working with. It's just incredible. There could be a business school model or program built around this this company.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I also have visited up at Haggerty headquarters before they did the expansion. It was under construction the last time I was there, so that's great that they've completed that shop, and it's a really beautiful campus and in a beautiful area of Michigan, except this time of the year. I wouldn't want to be up there now.
No. Like, you know, we got a little, I call my wife, we got to put 2 inches of ice. And they laugh at that. They say, yeah, that, we call that a Thursday up there. You know, like, Traverse City, 30 inches gets their attention.
Yeah, so true. And they've done some interesting initiatives over the years, too. Jonathan Klinger, one of their PR gurus there, he had his project where he drove a Model A Ford for an entire year as his daily driver and wrote about it, 365 Days of A, it was called. And,
yep.
And that was cool. And a lot of great photography he He put it in some interesting spots, including alongside some historical spots, but also I remember being, it might have been in New York City, and I think he had it close to where all the new cars were being unveiled at the Javits Center. So it was like, here's the old car, and here's all the new cars.
You know, I should tell you, we pulled into Tallahassee late yesterday, probably 8 o'clock at night. Didn't know anybody in this town, didn't know where to go. Woke up this morning, it was chilly, but at least it was clear. And I just started driving around. I told my video team, I'll see you in a little while. I just went driving around, and saw an old car and truck in a man's backyard. Now, it's Sunday, and it's just out. I didn't want to bother, maybe to church, whatever. So came back a few hours later, and he brought us over to another friend's house who had, a 32 3-window, 234 5-windows, a 37 Ford pickup to be chopped when he was in high school shop class in 1960, has it. You know, it's a 34 Ford pickup sitting out in the weeds behind his house. Then they brought us to another place, and now, I mean, the sun's is going down here, and we've probably found, 100 cars. I encourage the listeners, if you want an old car, just go into a town and talk to an old mechanic, or go to the auto parts store. We went to the Napa store and said, you got any old guys around here with cars in their backyard? And they, oh yeah, the corner to the left. And there's another lead. So it's not rocket science. I promise you there's still cars out here.
That's a really good point. When we come back on the other side, we'll get some more advice about barn find and field find hunting for classic vehicles. Tom Cotter is with us, and you can find all of his wonderful books at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and published by Motor Books International. Once you buy one, you're going to want them all. Believe me, this is Auto World. Don't go away.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
When we ran out, we stopped using it.
Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished? We thought everything was fine, and that was not a good thing.
No.
He started stinking. It was awful.
Shedding comes back. Loss of hair, lots of dandruff.
Scratching will return. The shedding will increase.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite, he would go back to his hair loss.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite,
when I get to about 3/4.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Each and every day, she is getting that Dynavite.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. That's working. Don't quit.
Don't do what I did and run out.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We're back with Tom Cotter, the author of all the wonderful barn find books. And guess what? Tom is in a field in Central Florida right now, being filled by the Haggerty Insurance folks for a wonderful series. And Tom is guiding us through this junkyard, and it's getting to be that time of the night that the sun is setting. And if you had your photographer buddy with you, this would be a good time to be taking some great photographs, like Michael Allen Ross always does.
I wish Michael were with me because, yeah, the sun's going down. It's getting to be what Michael calls the magic hour. And that very soft light, and it's shining here. Well, shining. I can't say it's shining on this rusty Thunderbird because the Thunderbird is rusty. But I'm looking at a 65 Thunderbird. It looks absolutely complete, and it's just rotten into the ground. And I think to myself, 50 years ago, this was a brand new car for somebody. Somebody drove this beautiful red car off the lot 50 years ago and was the pride of the neighborhood. And what turn of events happened to turn it into this? Really sad.
That's a really good point, because what a great collector car that would be for somebody today. As you mentioned, you know, and as you write, actually, as I pick up my copy here of the Barn Find Road Trip, Three Guys, 14 Days, 1,000 Collector Cars, that's the road trip from last year. You'll read about the Route 66 road trip. That's upcoming from Tom. But you've got some rules for barn find hunting, and the number one rule is always search on the wrong side of town.
When I pull into a town, doesn't matter what town, I want to go towards lower income neighborhoods. I want to go towards the industrial side of town, where there might be body shops or mechanic shops, and then places that are more apt to have cars that are visible. You know, I think if you went to the more affluent side of town, there might be a lot of old cars there, but unfortunately, they're all in garages and you'll never see them. So yeah, go to the other side of town, the other side of the tracks, and you know, you meet such great people, and it doesn't matter which side of the tracks they're from. I come driving up my Woody, all right? So I have a 39 Ford Woody wagon, and that is the ultimate icebreaker. I can pull into anybody's driveway. It can be in Hillbilly, West Virginia, and if I were driving a new SUV, they'd tell me to go up the property, but they want to come out and look at my car, and they invite me in for a cup of piece of cake. It's just, it's amazing. So I encourage your listeners to think about taking something that's visibly vintage when you go out looking for vintage cars. It just proves you're kind of part of the fraternity.
That is a really good point, and your Woody is such a beautiful example of a wonderful vehicle to take along on a journey like this. Taking a look at some of the other rules that you've got here of barn fine hunting or junkyard field hunting. Rule number two is you can go home again. What does that mean? You can go back to your hometown? Or
Yes, and I have. It's amazing. I grew up in Holbrook on Long Island, New York. And, you know, out of the school bus or when you're riding past on a bicycle as a kid, you knew who the car guys were. I mean, you were a car kid. You knew where they lived and what kind of cars they had. And it's amazing that you can go back there decades later, and very often those people still live there, or at least their descendants live there, and those cars are still there. And I've actually bought some incredible cars that nobody would have known about, except I was just like a 14-year-old kid at the bus window. So I encourage people to go back to your old hometown and take another look.
Another tip that you have, which is a really good one, at tour residential areas on weekends, I would imagine this is when you might get a peek into a garage or somebody might roll something out.
Yep. I remember I used to tell my wife, I'd get on a bicycle on a Saturday, and I'm not going to come home until I find something really cool. And I'd go riding through subdivisions, and a guy had his garage door open, and there was all sleds piled up, you know, all that stuff. And I saw a little piece of a fender and a taillight, and I realized it was a Jag XK120. And I saw the guy was working out and pruning his bushes. I said, excuse me, I have to look at that Jag. And he looked at me like, how did you know there was a Jag in there? Well, I saw the taillight. Well, you know Jaguars that well. Go field day. Look at it what you want. You know, car people are amazing.
Yeah, it all goes back to becoming friends, like you said.
Now I'm doing a video series about cars, but really it's not about cars. It's about people. Cars are hard. And, you know, we could talk about camshaft finds and you know, lift and duration and stuff, but only a few people want to pay attention to that. But if you talk about the people that own that car and how it got there and how long they've had it, what they would do with it, who they'd like it to go to, that's what people want to read about.
That is so true. Tom Cotter is joining us live from a junkyard in Central Florida. He is looking around and doing a video shoot for the Haggerty folks, and he's also sharing his little gems of wisdom. And another one, of course, become friends, as we've been talking about. But I like this one, embrace dead ends.
Yep, and, you know, nobody likes to go down a dead end to make a three-point turn to get out again, but that's just the reason you should go down dead ends or streets that have no outlet, because people avoid them. It's one way in and one way out. You can't get anywhere. And that's where the gems are, because nobody likes to go down those roads. So, you know, just I've been using these techniques since I'm 15 years old, and they still work, and I'm 61.
Very cool. So tell us what you're looking at now. You just told us about that beautiful Thunderbird and the story behind it. God only knows if, you know, what happened to that Thunderbird to leave it to walk
right
away.
Well, right now, I'm looking inside a trailer that's loaded with parts. And it's interesting, I'm looking at two doors here that seem that they're Datsun 510 doors. And I know that because I'm restoring my old 510. All right, if I were closer to home, I'd think about buying these doors. But there's, you know, there's a 1941 Ford hood and fenders for, you know, various old Chevys. And, you know, what's going to happen with this stuff? It's probably just going to rot away or get crushed or something. It's really sad. I wish that guys with yards like this, before they crush things, would invite enthusiasts to come in for 1 month, take anything you want, and have a good time, boys, and then crush it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I wish, too, that, you know, that some of these junkyard owners, when they take a vehicle in, of course, it's 20/20 hindsight, that perhaps they would invite somebody who has automotive knowledge, vehicle knowledge, and you know, might tell the owner that this, you know, shouldn't be left out in the open. You should really find a good, safe place for this, because this could be worth something someday.
You know what it is? These guys got the cars for next to nothing or nothing, and they didn't have a garage, and it was not valuable, so just throw it in the field, and maybe somebody will buy the engine one day. And now it's 40 years later, and the car is valuable. Unfortunately, there's nothing left.
As you pointed out a little bit earlier, if you head out, as you did earlier this year on Route 66, and you don't have the humidity issues, you do find some really possible restorable vehicles. I know I've gotten some calls from Oklahoma with people telling me that they found some muscle cars, you know, in shrubbery and everything else, but they were in pretty decent shape. So depending on the area of the country, you could find a real gem.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know what? It'd be interesting to... if you took a 50, brand new 55 Chevy and parked it in the desert, and another 55 Chevy and parked it in Maine, and came back 50 years later, it'd be interesting to see what the state of deterioration would be on the two cars.
That's really, really true, because it would be remarkable to see what Mother Nature does in different areas of the country with the same exact vehicle. So what are you seeing now? What's the latest there from the junkyard in Central Florida?
It's an Edsel. I'm looking at an Edsel two-door sedan. It doesn't have a push-button transmission. It has a, I don't know if it's a manual on the column or an automatic on the column. It's got 57 Ford hubcaps on it. It looks like it was just parked here. It looks like it was driven and parked. I mean, everything is in place.
Unbelievable. Well, Tom, we're going to have to do this again real soon. In the meantime, everybody, check out Tom's complete series of books, Amazon.com, MotorBooks.com. Tom, thank you for your time. Say hello to the Hannity folks for me, and we'll get you back with us real soon.
Thank you, Bob.
That's going to do it for this hour. I'm Bob Long.
I'm on the road again.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.